From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Next year, all Florida schools will fully roll out the new nationwide Common Core standards, which lay out what students are expected to learn in reading and math in kindergarten through 12th grade. It's led to big changes for teachers, many of whom are throwing out lesson plans and cherished writing assignments and learning new ways to teach the basics. State Impact Florida teamed up with the Hechinger Report's Jackie Mader to examine how the new standards are changing one rural Florida panhandle school.
Students in Lori Langford's second grade classroom are reading about public sector jobs.
The fire department responds to many emergencies, including fires and medical problems.
As the students work together, Langford repeats a phrase that has become increasingly common in her classroom.
Go back to your article, okay? Look in the text, find your evidence.
In 2011, when this elementary school in rural West Dofuniak adopted the new Common Core standards, many teachers revamped their lessons to phase out the creative writing that is typically taught in the early years of elementary school. Instead, even in the youngest grades, teachers are focusing on evidence-based writing. Last year, Langford says she focused more on fun writing assignments.
Last year, I did a cute writing on a time just as my mom opened the oven for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, the turkey popped out and the kids went on with it. And it was really cute and it was really fun. And we threw it in the center this year, but we are not going to spend all week writing about a turkey running away.
At the opposite end of the school, Casey Atkinson's third graders are also in the midst of a writing lesson.
Is there another way that we can restate the question?
The class is spending the week reading a nonfiction story about a girl named Mary Anning, who discovered a dinosaur fossil in England in the early 1800s. Today, the students are asked to write about how that discovery changed what scientists knew about dinosaurs and the Earth's history. 8-year-old Hannah has already filled up half a page, somewhat off topic.
I think that it was not nice of the scientist to try and take credit from what she had found and discovered. And I don't think it's fair that girls got pushed out of everything. And I don't think that's fair as a girl myself.
Atkinson explains that students sometimes get overwhelmed by all the information and jumps in to redirect Hannah.
Make sure that you give the reasons why it changed Earth's history, okay?
Okay.
Make sure it tells us why it changed it.
Atkinson says the new style of writing is the type of writing students will have to do in college and in careers. It gets them thinking deeper about what they've read. But it also comes with its challenges. The third graders are used to the old standards, where they would mostly write creative stories or explain steps in a process, like how to make a birthday cake. It can also be hard for students to find the balance between quoting parts of the story and copying the story line by line.
That's where we run into, you know, in a sense, plagiarism at a young age, which even this early, you have to start talking to them about how they can't use someone else's work as their own.
Both Atkinson and second grade teacher Langford know that there's nothing in the new Common Core standards that is telling teachers to get rid of creative writing. It's just that the new standards aren't emphasizing it. Writing ability will soon take on more importance in Florida's end of grade exams. Unlike the old standards, where kids were tested on writing in grades 4, 8, and 10, new Common Core aligned tests will include writing each year. For State Impact Florida, I'm Jackie Mader with the Hechinger Report.
This story is part of a series with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit education site affiliated with Teachers College, Columbia University, looking at how Florida schools are preparing for Common Core standards. To check out the rest of the series, please visit the State Impact Florida website. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.